WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fresh fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You can now cast your ballot in the April 1st election. Early voting starts today in the city of Madison. Here's what you need to know about what's on the ballot. Statewide, voters are deciding the next justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford has more liberal views, while former Attorney General Brad Schimmels are more conservative. Technically, this race is nonpartisan, but it's become the most expensive Supreme Court race in state history. Whoever wins will be joining three liberals and three conservatives on the bench. So this election will determine the balance of the court for years to come. Voters statewide are also choosing the next superintendent of schools. This race is also technically nonpartisan, but current superintendent Jill Underley's values typically align with the left, while challenger Brittany Kinzer is getting more support from the right. And we also have all 20 seats up for grabs in the Madison Common Council. And this year, it's kind of weird. In 2023, Madisonians voted on whether to stagger terms on the council, meaning instead of electing all 20 seats every 2 years, we would elect 10 seats every year. That measure passed with 83% of voters in favor. This election is the start of that plan. So alders elected in odd-numbered districts will serve 2-year terms. That's normal. But the alders elected in even-numbered districts will serve for just 1 year. Those seats will be up for re-election next year, and the winner will serve for 2 years. So it looks a little funky this spring, but next spring will be the new normal with staggered terms. The city of Madison offers early voting at more than 40 locations across the city. Meanwhile, the city has 14 drop boxes for absentee ballots. They just opened a couple days ago. They're in all areas of the city, mostly at fire stations. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing 5 different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months, with just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring rain tonight through tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, and then rain will change to snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night with an inch or two, maybe up to 3 possible heavier amounts to the north. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe will join us on 3D Day.
That's right. We'll do the show in three dimensions.
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Democrats are desperate for somebody who has fight in them. They don't actually really care what their politics are. And that was the most interesting finding from the NBC poll this weekend. So in April 2017, when Trump had just come in, for the first time, 59% of Democrats wanted their party to work with Trump. Only 33% said stick to your positions, even if that means that Washington doesn't work. Now 65% want Democrats to stick to their positions, even if they don't accomplish things, because they want some pushback.
Yep. Thank you, my new best friend, Jessica Tarlo. Wait, was that both of them or no?
It's a good thing for Trump if he has this 47% approval, highest, but also his disapproval is the highest he's ever had in the NBC poll as well, at 51%. It's the highest percentage of people who think that their business outcome for the next year is at the highest level since 1980. He's underwater on every category except handling immigration. There are openings for Democrats to be doing well at this moment.
That's the thing. Thank you, new best friend, Jessica Tarloff. Hi. And by best friend, I mean she said hi to us at the DNC.
Yeah. And it was nice.
And I'm very clingy.
She knew who you were. So
that's all I require.
That's half the battle.
Okay. Yes, she knows that you play her on the show a lot.
There you go. Exactly. No, she's right. Joey, it's true. Even though, obviously, we've all been so upset with Chuck Schumer, this still is a larger moment that we need to seize. And people like Tim Walz are out there doing it. Is go to these town halls, seize this moment. He is at record disapproval, right? And I'm glad he's finally reading The Room and canceled his book tour. I don't think that would have gone well. Okay.
Another thing where the Democrats kind of need to read The Room.
Yeah.
Did you see who the DSCC nominated to lead them, the Democratic Senate campaign committee? Kirsten Gillibrand.
No. Oh, no.
She's in charge of getting people elected to the Senate. God.
No.
Did you see, what's her name? Speaking of Kristen Sinema, because I'm looking at Jody and thinking of See You Next Tuesday,
right,
which I always do see you every Tuesday. But Kristen, you know, she's taking, first of all, how do you come for AOC on social media?
Don't.
Thank you. But she was like, oh, I have to be changing your mind about the filibuster. She said at AOC, and AOC was explaining, like, you know, she's like, nope. Like, because she was saying, like, how there can't be two sets of rules is what her, I'll find the story.
Right.
But I can't remember exactly what she said. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, Republicans don't play by any rules.
Right.
This can't only apply to Democrats. Like, we're playing by some, you know, set of rules that I don't know when they became. Okay. Jody, I saved this for you.
Oh, thank you.
In 1780, John Adams.
I remember that.
Yes, so do I. proposed that English should be the official language of the new United States. His proposal was rejected on the grounds that it was undemocratic and a threat to
individual liberty.
Yes, that's what John Adams said.
Wow.
Individual liberty.
Yes. He was.
You are prescient.
Right. Her and Melania, who believe in
individual liberty.
Thank you. Okay. J.R. says, MAGA loves free speech unless you say the wrong thing. Then DHS arrests and disappears you. They hate taxes, yet they just passed the biggest tax hike in 30 years. They hate waste, but they set a new deficit record. They hate gun control, yet they push laws to take firearms without trial. They hate warmongers while planning to annex Canada, Panama, and Greenland. They hate censorship and love transparency while vowing to prosecute whistleblowers. Believing MAGA at this point isn't just ignorance, it's a talent.
They say they hate pandas.
They do.
No, who hates pandas?
They might.
Jody and I want that job. There's an actual job of cuddling pandas.
I want that job so badly.
They have very sharp claws.
I don't care.
I don't care.
But they look so cute.
I know. It's like the same with koalas.
If not,
they have very sharp claws and they have syphilis.
Not friend. Why not friend shaped?
Yeah. They're not nice. Koalas are mean.
So does Lauren Boebert. Oh, come on. Allegedly.
Claws. She meant
right.
Claws.
Right.
And
claws.
Syphilis.
Kitty's got claws. What?
And syphilis.
I don't know. Let's ask Kid Rock. Okay. Brian Kilmeade and Greg Jarrett were outraged that the judge forced the Trump administration to pay $2 billion to aid groups on PBS. The network concluded that the payment was for work that had already been done. Trump was trying to stiff the aid groups. Like he's done.
He does that all the time.
His entire life. Ay, ay, ay. Trump is gutting museums and libraries just like the Nazis did. And if you're still confused thinking all this is government efficiency, you're walking around with eyes wide shut. This is exactly how fascists controlled knowledge and rewrote history and paved the way for authoritarian rule. I mean, Jody, do you like wake up? I just like you open just one eye when you wake up to just check your phone, like, right? Because you don't know how what happened like overnight, even.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, and one last one. Literally every time Trump says, can you believe it, it's about something he literally just made up.
Yep.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tell.
Yep.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? That means no. You cannot believe it.
No.
Right. Okay, here's... every day there's a story that explains how we got here, why we're in this idiocracy that elected Trump the second time. Doctors note increase in cases of glue mistaken for eye drops.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Just drink your Brondo and don't. Doctors at a Colorado hospital system are urging eye drop users to read labels carefully after noting an uptick in cases of accidentally putting glue in.
But if you have dry eyes, you can't read much of anything, right?
So they're putting like.
And then many people are left with only.
One good eye.
Okay.
How do you mistake that?
Some of them are in smaller tubes.
Yeah.
Crazy glue is.
Crazy glue is in a very small tube. It looks kind of like, but I wouldn't put crazy glue near the eye.
They're
in different rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks just like Skinny and Sweet, except for the skull crossbones on the label.
It's the reason why, right? Like your dry cleaning bag. This is not a toy. Like,
right.
You should know that. Plastic, because don't give that to your child.
Well, okay. We wouldn't have 9 to 5 if we didn't have a confusion of a label.
Okay. Exactly. Skinny and sweet. Skinny and sweet. Okay. Speaking of, yesterday, my tiny baby nephew, Paul Fitzgerald, debuts. Yeah, he's right up in the Lincoln bedroom. He debuts sleeping. In The Residence, the new Shonda Rhimes series on Netflix. Debuts this Thursday.
Woo!
But, Jody, if you heard him yesterday, he was talking about he goes to parties in Hollywood and people are like, you want a shot of Ozempic?
Yeah,
like they're offering
that.
You like a
pill, like
yeah.
a
right. And you and I have been saying this is dangerous. It's supposed
very
to
dangerous.
Be for diabetes and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, this is a hack star. What Megan Stalter? How do you say her name? Stalter.
Okay.
Megan Stalter. Yeah. She had the hack star calls out Ozempic users who lie about using the weight loss drug. She's Kayla in the series Hacks. Shared her thoughts on the weight loss trend in Hollywood. Asked what she thought of people lying about being on Ozempic. She said, let's just say trips to the bathroom would say otherwise, okay? We know if you're on it because you're in your pants. How is that better than being hotter than being fat? That's insane to me. That's crazy. I didn't know that was one of the
delightful
side effects.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wow.
There's some really nasty stuff.
Even if you're taking it for diabetes, you crap a lot?
You can.
Yeah.
Side effects.
My dad's on Ozempic for diabetes.
Okay.
And, I'll talk to him and report back.
Oh,
okay.
Dear.
All right.
Oh, dear.
We look forward to that report by COB today.
Remember those potato chips with Olestra?
Uh-huh. I remember.
Wow.
That.
Yeah, that was a bad name for a product that causes explosive diarrhea. Wow. Wow. Okay, she admitted she had no interest in pursuing the drug despite the pressures of Hollywood. She said, I'd rather be 500 pounds than eating all day. That's so gross, unless you have a sickness, something you're born with. But if you're taking a drug on purpose to your brains out, just so you lose 10 pounds, honey, we like you a little chubbier. I like her. Yeah. Amy Schumer, I guess, talked about it. She said, I tried Ozempic almost 3 years ago when I was, like, bedridden. I was vomiting. Then you have no energy.
Okay.
She said, I lost 30 pounds so quick. This is right after she gave birth. She said, I look great, but I couldn't lift my head off the pillow, so what's the point? James Corden said, I tried Ozempic, and it won't be surprising to you when you look at me now that it didn't really work. I tried it for a bit, and what I realized, I was like, oh, no, nothing about my eating anything has to do with being hungry. All this does is make you feel not hungry, but I'm very rarely eating because of hunger.
Yeah, very few people.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne was on it, and she is off of it now, and she's like, I'm too thin, and I can't gain the weight back.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because I have to go to the premiere tomorrow, so I wanted to lose a few pounds. So I was thinking, can I just take it for a day?
No.
Get into that cocktail dress.
It's very expensive.
Maybe get norovirus.
That's
a good
solution. And risk certain death. Not hantavirus.
Go lick some doorknobs around town.
No. You could get the esophageal tear diet. That was a good one.
When you're as crazy as Jody and I, there were certain points where, like, a tapeworm, that sounds good.
Anybody got any raw pork?
Like a pet, just for a little while.
Yeah.
No, try the esophageal tear diet.
What do we have? What do we call
it? I lost 8 pounds
classical
in a week.
Fart. What do we call that?
Bella
hasn't experienced that yet. Because this is a very, very classy segment. Let's class it up, shall we? This is a symphony in honor of Ozempic. It's the Ozempic symphony.
No.
This is Beethoven's fifth movement, that's for sure. See? It's classy too, Bella. Okay.
All right. That's it.
Oh, that's too much.
You let it go too long.
Oh, you let it go too long, Bella. It was classy right up till then. Okay. Wow, is this a sign of our times or what? More eggs than fentanyl are being seized in border crossings.
Wow.
Egg smugglers, wow. More eggs and fentanyl have been seized by border agents as prices soar. Since October, border officers have seized 3,768 poultry-related products compared to 352 seizures of fentanyl. Wow.
Well, we know it's important.
Yep. Protein is important.
Yes, if you're Chris the boy. Okay. I have some. Oh, by the way, I have spare Caroline Levitz.
Oh, goodie.
Yes. Okay.
Right,
here we go.
He is now the chairman of the board of the Kennedy Center, where he hopes to restore arts and culture that embrace American tradition, don't disparage it, as we have unfortunately seen over the past several years. The president will be doing a tour of the center in his business developer mind. I'm sure he will make some recommendations on how the center itself can be improved.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he has some thoughts on programming. He has notes, Chris.
Oh, he has notes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know how much artists love him.
Uh-huh. Nope. Yes. He said, I never liked Hamilton very much.
Why not?
Wow.
It's great. I've seen it like
five
times.
They're not playing.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good, right. But they've already said they're not playing there, so right. Of course has to be a D. Okay. Oh, isn't this sweet? When he was a young man, Mr. Trump had dreams of one day becoming a Broadway producer.
Producer? Oh, God. Oh,
he does produce a show every day called...
Springtime for Trump and America.
Yeah, he's pretty much Max Bialystock, except
he is.
They're evil.
Except not funny.
He is a good con man grifter, Broadway producer,
absolutely.
Basically. Every day is a show.
God.
Okay, here's Caroline.
Oh,
I don't need to be ageist because you are not a bimbo and you are only 22, Bella, but she is. Put the bim in bimbo.
Yeah, sometimes it's genetic. It's okay. She can't help it.
Here she is lecturing France.
Is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
I didn't read the part about, well, if the French didn't help us, we would be still British. I didn't read that part because I had a rush. That's ruining.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bogart your impression.
No, we can all do it.
Okay.
Her hair's too brassy.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. It did.
And Chris Lavoie in the role of the catty gay.
Is it, do I have a thing? No. Oh, I don't. No. Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
she said that earlier.
Shut up. Mama had a little accident. Come change the bathwater.
Okay, Charlie Pierce coming up. Jody Hamilton in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller.
Yay! Yay for the youngins.
Who is this?
This is Weezer.
Okay.
Not that young.
Yeah, no. I had a really big Weezer phase, a really big embarrassing Weezer phase when I was in my freshman year of high school, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weezer, a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's for my generation, it's embarrassing to have a Weezer phase. But
no, it's not like Nickelback.
Yeah, it's not like Nickelback.
That would be crazy. I would never.
Because I'm threatened by, obviously, this, you know, stem cell impressionist over here. It's clearly out
right.
for my job.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Grandma.
After,
too late for you.
No.
Sorry,
you
Grandma.
Get in line.
No, this show's
get
like Menudo.
Line.
You
get
and I you
line.
And I have both aged out, Grandma.
Get in line, Bella.
Marge says, Steph, I must say, your Katharine Hepburn imitation is what lifts my spirits, no matter how low I'm feeling.
Oh,
I feel like when all of your impressions are dead, maybe it's time for you to retire and be replaced
Dear
by
Abby.
Your...
Katherine Hepburn.
Zygote over there.
Right.
Tina Turner.
Sanford.
Is there anyone alive?
No, there isn't.
No, they're all dead. Okay. I loved her, the one celebrity I would have loved to meet. I know she was supposedly had a relationship with Spencer Tracy, but I'm not buying it. I think she was a member of the family. Anyway, please don't stop. She's getting busy with Betty Davis. What do you think?
Ah, Betty, get on me and ride. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a puppet ride. Come
you
on.
Realize
that's a good
that's
bit.
The same impression.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit. They're both
that's
talking about riding.
Impression.
Maybe
the
they wrote each other.
Exact
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a puppet ride.
She actually said
that's
that.
That's totally different than my Katharine Hepburn.
No, it's not.
I kind of like that idea of them getting busy. Because she did wear pantsuits a lot. I don't know. Who knows?
She loves Spencer Tracy.
Oh, look at you. You hopeless romantic. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Hello. Marie.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking
follow
my call.
Follow that. Follow Katharine Hepburn riding Betty Davis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh, that is not possible.
Stop doing
oh
that
God,
Leslie
Chris
thing. Oh, my God. Chris is scissoring on TV.
Nobody can see him right now.
No, I was off camera.
Oh, well, I just blew that. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Marie.
So, since Donald Trump likes to use legal terms, uh-huh. I've got one for him. Bad faith, which is what I think the judge is going to find in this case involving the immigrants that were shipped off to El Salvador.
Yeah.
That case was filed by the ACLU at 2:16 in the morning.
Yeah.
Approximately 15 hours later, those flights were in the air. That doesn't happen unless you think you might lose and you're trying to
of course.
Find right. a way to undermine the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that could be a bad
it's
thing.
It's the, we like to call the Al Sharpton rule.
Ah, cool.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's they're saying, who stole the blueberry pie? Mm-hmm. And you got pie on your face. Right? Remember that commercial? I loved it.
Yeah.
Mama would say, who stole the pie? And I'm like, I don't know who took the pie.
At least he's not dead.
Yeah,
well, okay.
Yeah. See?
Your one impression that isn't dead.
I do
yeah.
Al Sharpton, and he's not dead.
It kind of sounds like a South Park character. I don't know which one, but
Park
I just
it
know.
Like Cartman.
There was a, it was little, wasn't it, Tony? It was the most classic MSNBC commercial ever when he told the story about, I don't know, stealing the blueberry pie when he was a kid or something, and your mom, something. Okay. I took the blueberry pie! I just...
Don't do that anymore.
Please stop it.
It is very close to my Louis Armstrong. I'm.
It is.
Oh, well, hello.
Louis Armstrong is dead.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong is no longer with us.
Dolly.
Of course not, because I do a great impression of him.
Well, that could double as Animal from The Muppets.
It could.
You do
it's
it.
So nice
an animal can never
backward,
die.
You've been wrong.
You sound like Animal
oh,
from The Muppets.
Oh, well, hello.
She does an impression.
I am just not appreciated around here.
Because we're not one of your fans.
I do not get the respect that I'm entitled to. Okay, where are we? Good God. Here's what I have such a big Jill Weinbank stack for later. But Tom Hobag.
Tom Homan.
Yeah, I always get that wrong. Uh-huh. Him saying, I don't care what the judges think. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think.
Right.
That's blatant violation.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Thank you.
Unconstitutional.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I just was agreeing. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions. And Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring rain tonight through tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, and then rain will change to snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night with an inch or two, maybe up to three possible heavier amounts to the north. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west side or online at Verlo.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away, run away. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
We have a broken immigration system. We've got to fix it. We've got to fix it in a comprehensive and bipartisan way. And all of us within the Democratic Party, we oppose illegal immigration. We believe that if you're a violent felon, you should be deported. But we also can't go down this road
that the Trump administration is taking us on and potentially deport American citizens, deport legal and lawful permanent residents, and break up law-abiding immigrant families who are contributing to this country.
Thank you, Leader Jeffries. All right. Hey, look, this guy's here. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Oh, is the boxing in honor of noted rapist Conor McGregor? Is that what you're in honor of St. Patrick's Day?
No. We children of the Irish diaspora have read him out of the club a long time ago for being a jerk.
Yeah. I read yesterday. Trump invited Conor McGregor, the fighter who had to pay 250,000 euros. Mm-hmm. Can you do the math on that, Jody? I don't know how much that is.
It's $11 billion.
To a woman who accused him of a brutal rape to the White House on St. Patrick's Day. So he can, hang out with,
who better to stand in for the Irish nation than Conor McGregor?
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. Charlie, thank you for your piece, because you are a historian. You are the official historian.
Before we do anything, I just want to declare for the record, if they come for Bella's mom, they got to come through me.
Okay, aww, yeah.
Thanks.
They got to come through all of us. Yeah, yeah.
And, by the way, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay.
It was so low and guttural. I don't know if it even picked up.
Yeah. That was like.
Don't worry. The vibe came through.
That was like old person love is so weird. Kind of icky.
You're my hero.
So you were.
I can't do Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Nobody can. She's gone. Anyway, listen.
Oh, ew.
What? Even Betty Davis can't anymore. I don't know if that's true. Okay. Hey, Charlie, you wrote a piece called The Alien Enemies Act has been a fence against the Constitution since birth.
Yep.
You said that dusty, tattered old fig leaf being used by the administration to cover itself for its new human trafficking project. You will be shocked, I'm sure, to learn the administration is misusing the Revolutionary Era relic to serve the president's own mad purposes. Thank you for including mad purposes. He is just a madman.
This is a law that Thomas Jefferson hated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how long ago this thing was unpopular.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, Charlie, it just shreds the entire idea of ordination of laws. It's just, if someone's a gang member, just because you say.
The way it's being applied now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but just because you say.
We're not being invaded. We're not at war with anybody.
Has it ever been used in a good way that we can think of?
No, that it's like the Espionage Act.
Right. It should not be on the books then.
Yeah, but...
We have a number of these, like, zombie laws.
Right.
That got passed at a time of national hysteria that nobody bothered to take off the books.
Right.
And we're stuck with them now.
Right. You don't have to be a lawyer to go. You can't just snatch people with no hearing or due process of any kind, right?
You shackle them. Put them on airplanes, send them to prison camps in another country, and then laugh at the videos.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Literally, what did Caroline Leavitt literally call them? Fun videos.
Caroline Leavitt is a freaking monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
I mean, someone will catch her depressing her lower jaw and eating a rat live very soon.
Charlie Pierce is on record, ladies and gentlemen. She will unhinge her jaw.
Like the aliens in V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of Alien Enemies Act.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for your piece on Chuck Schumer. You said Chuck Schumer is done like dinner. Nobody's used that expression in quite some time. I love it. You said absent an outright mutiny on the Senate floor, his complicity will gain his party nothing. Charlie, explain what you think happened. Uh-oh. Charlie's frozen.
Oh, no.
Charlie, you might just be muted. All right, go ahead. Charlie, I think you're muted. Now he's frozen. Okay.
I really believe that he meant what he said when he said it and why he did it. I just think it was a terrible mistake.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it was terrible for terrible reasons.
Well, you write about that. You say his points were twofold. First, the shutdown would play into Trump and Musk's hand. He argued by allowing them to continue their slash and burn campaign on overdrive. The second argument was more political, in keeping with his long history as a leading strategist counseling his party to pay heed to the concerns of America's middle class above all else. He said for Donald Trump, a shutdown would be a gift. It would be the best distraction he could ask for from his awful agenda. Yeah, Charlie, as I said, I don't want to call Chuck Schumer names. He's just wrong. He's just wrong on this. And he really misread the moment.
He has stayed too long. It's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that can be said about a number of Democrats, by the way. But he especially.
We commented yesterday.
It's time to give Chuck the gold watch let him be minority leader emeritus.
Yeah.
Somebody we've mentioned.
Because if this keeps up, he's going to be minority leader in the Senate for a long time.
We had mentioned yesterday that, it is ironic that he's the one that told Joe Biden it was time to go, much to the chagrin of many of us. But to your point, you said for all practical purposes, the administration is shutting down the government anyway. I said that as well. And by walking away from the fight and giving away what little leverage he has, Schumer has foreclosed any political opportunity that might have presented itself by making the president own the chaos in government. I mean, you said quite simply, Schumer now owns a part of the chaos going forward. Thank you. Did he not see the polling?
Not just that, but if you wanted to make Donald Trump own the chaos, you've got to be a much better politician than Chuck Schumer to do that.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of skill, and he doesn't have it.
He must have seen the same polls we did. The Democrats would not have been blamed for the shutdown. I think people know enough to know that Republicans are in charge of all three branches. So, I
never preface any sentence anymore with the phrase, the people must know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the polling showed they did.
Sometimes that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just said a substantial portion of the Democratic caucus in the House feels hosed. They unanimously lined up against the plan, unafraid of the perils that so spooked Schumer about a shutdown. I think the Democratic members of the House recognize the obvious, that there's no palpable political advantage to be gained in helping the current administration. And you said you quoted the poll, 53% blame the Republicans for any shutdown that would have happened. I mean, if ever there was a, I guess there's no such thing these days as a safe political move, but you're right. That was, the people were, when does the entire House line up? Anything, right?
Well, yeah. you talk about somebody who ought to be really ticked. It's Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of problems with his public stance, too.
Yeah.
But he lined up his caucus to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, Jeffries and Pelosi said Schumer did the wrong thing here. I mean, I think it's just because I think a lot of people recognize, Charlie, this is not a normal moment. We are in fascism. I mean, and it's like we don't want them to work with someone. And now they've created, work with people, that are getting us closer to that. I think the problem is that now it's created this precedent that they don't have to talk to Democrats about anything. They didn't talk to Democrats at all. I mean,
they're ignoring everything about the government except themselves.
Right.
And I guess by themselves, I mean the Republicans in the Congress, too, because I don't see, a single Republican running against the wind on this stuff.
No.
Right. So you ended it perfectly about Chuck Schumer. You just said he's not a wartime consigliere. I think that's it. He's just not meeting the moment. He is not reading the room. And I think it's just a very critical.
No, his politics are stuck in 1992.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. When you're still talking about working in a bipartisan way, they're not working with Democrats on anything. They don't, right?
No.
So
there is no bipartisanship anymore. There's no partner for it.
Right. Right. So let me ask you how, do we have any rule of, Jody, is the rule of law, is it breathing? What, is it flatlined yet? Okay. Leading Democrats demanded an investigation of possible criminal corruption against Elon Musk. It would involve the FAA's decision to cancel the $2.4 billion contract with Verizon to upgrade air traffic control communications, to pay Musk's Starlink to help manage U.S. airspace. So this is Van Hollen, Blumenthal, and Professor Elizabeth Warren. But again, This is what's depressing. Like, who's going to do a criminal investigation, right? I mean, it's the right thing to ask for it. It's obvious corruption.
Cash Patel?
Right.
Yeah. Pam Bondi? He's too busy trying to put Liz Cheney in jail.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played the Adam Kinzinger this earlier, Charlie. Good for him. Just going, bring it on. But, you know, this is the problem is I don't know. I guess they're not going to need evidence. They're just going to go forward to harass people, right, and say
something. They're all pardoned anyway.
Yeah.
And if you notice, the president decided he was going to change the pardon rules, too.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Remember?
The auto pen, yeah.
Did you ever, when you were growing up, didn't they say there was like a disappearing ink? It was like
Yeah.
I remember that.
When you get it at like Spencer Gifts or something?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Like the trick candles that wouldn't go out.
It was on the shelf, right? It was on the shelf right next to the sea monkeys.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
And the dirty stuff.
Yeah, in the back.
Yeah.
On the back wall.
Right. Uh-huh. But he just makes stuff up. It's like, what? Auto pen, it's invisible.
That's the thing that buzzes. Get away. Your father's getting me that for Christmas.
All right. Charlie, we love you. See you next. Oh, you'll see Jody next week without
me.
You kids behave.
Are you going? You have to get on an airplane next week, right?
Yes. So I might.
Yes. May God have mercy on your soul.
Thank you. This may be our final goodbye. But
And Bella, tell your mom I got her back.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. All right. Jody, we'll see you next Tuesday.
I'll see you next week.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Me too.
Nutritiously.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Whee!
Something else Jody Hamilton knew about 11 billion years
That's
ago.
Right.
She just very flippantly, my first day I talked about this, she's like, I know. Just like that. Just with the hair. A flip of the hair. I know. Credo Mobile has been nation's only progressive phone company for all that long, for like the right 20 years you've been with them.
Yeah.
She knew. She knows everything before you do.
Yeah.
Okay. You get everything you need, right? You get the largest, most reliable network.
That's right.
You're not, not only are you not making any compromises, you are winning off into infinity, spinning off into the universe.
Yes.
Right? Largest, most competitive. No, not yet. Largest, most competitive network. You get great deals on new phones. Right, you get you even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching is so easy. Stephanie Miller listeners, there's more. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25, and they give all that great money to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever. Learn more at credomobile.com. Don't forget the code is STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Women.
Stephanie Miller.
If you think this show is a waste of time, you should hear the commercial breaks. Because Stephanie Miller's show has some corrections. Okay, so Betty Davis did not say, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy ride. She said it's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah. I didn't
want to
correct
you. It was a lesbian
you.
Sex joke that what she and Katharine Hepburn were saying to each other and ride just seemed to fit in there better. And also, I always get the
you always say
Silence of the Lambs line wrong.
You always say it puts the lotion on its arms or it gets the hose again. No, it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
The Stephanie Miller Show regrets
because
the errors. What?
Buffalo Bill wanted her to put the lotion on all of her skin because he was going to skin her and make a suit.
I understand. Yeah, he was starving her.
Okay,
spoiler
what's
alert.
What's the other line, Jody?
Or she a really big fat person?
Or she a big fat girl? Person? Was a person? Was she a big fat person?
God, that actor is still alive, please,
That was you. That was before Ozempic. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Dr. Lecter.
And she
was Jodie Foster is still alive.
I can hear the lamb.
Jodie Foster is still with us.
I can hear the lamb screaming.
And also the woman that was in the
hole.
The hole. She was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Really?
She was.
Really?
She was one of the doctors.
Oh. Oh, I love Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my gosh.
She was Allie Yes.
Yes, she was.
Who? Which one? Which doctor? I watched all of Grey's Anatomy during COVID. Yeah, all 19 seasons.
Allie's girlfriend.
Allie's girlfriend.
Who had never been gay before.
Like I forget the lesbian story.
Oh, yeah.
Line. What is wrong
I'll never
with
forget
me?
That line. It's like I've never had these glasses, and now I have these glasses, and I can see after the first time they
that's
hook up.
That's exactly what it's like. Okay. Speaking of love, Suzanne, subject line, you're beautiful and amazing, and Chris is always wrong. There, now that I've gotten your attention.
That's how it works.
She didn't even mean either of those things. Okay. Please tell your Madison, Wisconsin listeners, early voting starts tomorrow for his state Supreme Court race.
Okay.
The race has national implications. Ask Heather Cox Richardson. Voting starts on March 18th. Early voting is best. The election is April 1st. Suzanne from Madison. Florida, a couple. I talked to JoJo from Jurors yesterday on her podcast,
yep,
in which there are more F-bombs per square
minute
second than any podcast in the universe. But we were talking about the Florida races.
Yes.
Who's the hot guy we had on? Josh.
Josh
Wheel.
Oh.
Yeah. Josh Wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was hot.
That guy's so hot.
That
guy's dreaming.
Go for him on the first.
Okay.
Okay, who said, the globalist Wall Street Journal has no idea what they're doing or saying. Their thinking is antiquated and weak and very bad for the USA, but have no fear. We will win on everything. Egg prices are down, oil's down, interest rates are down, and tariff-related money is pouring into the United States. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
Oh, my God.
William Howard Taft.
Close. No, that's your guess. Well, no.
That was good, though.
Fat Nixon.
Oh.
Donald Trump. Okay. Wow.
All right.
So that, because he's talking about all the Wall Street Journal. So the clue is, this is from another conservative publication.
Okay.
Who said, President Trump is at risk of blowing his second term before it hits the two-month mark. He's getting distracted by stupid, irrelevant intelligences instead of core issues that led voters to reelect him. No one is, except a handful of terminally online zealots who do more harm than good to their side and are on board for these presidential side quests like his Trump's chaotic, capricious, contradictory tariff agenda. Who said that?
William Miller.
No. Now your guesses are all dead. Stop it. That would be the National Review in another column. This is all now a warning. All these conservative publications that endorsed him are... Who said blah, 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 blah? Voters don't care about the preoccupations, presumptions, put-downs of the MAGA movement, such as Canada becoming the 51st state, the purchase of Greenland, how people currently perceive Tesla, the Gulf of America, the real or imagined infractions of random legislators, the grudges and conspiracy theories of Truth Social users. Who said that?
Barry Goldwater.
No! Oh, my
He's
God!
He's just looking at pictures
no.
around
yeah,
the room.
I'm just looking around.
Keith Olbermann.
Are you going to guess Lampkin?
I'm like verbal Kent at the end of Usual Suspects, just looking around the room, peppering...
Do you like Lamp?
What? I
love Lamp.
Nobody, nobody
okay, that's your next
Nobody
guess.
Got my usual suspects.
I got it.
Okay. That's fine. We just don't care. Okay, who said they did not sign up for a trade war with Canada, the resurrection of William McKinley, or an endless game of red light, green light that tanks their 401k and makes it harder for their kids to buy a house? Who said that?
William McKinley.
No, you were supposed to guess Lamp. No.
Goldwater.
The National Review.
CC Goldwater.
No. Oh, God. Pete in Wisconsin. Hello. Hello, Pete.
Pete.
Hello.
Good
yes.
morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
All right. Wow. You were like starting my Dodge Dart in the winter in Buffalo. Get going, Pete. Let's go. Here we go.
Can you hear me? Can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes.
Go.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
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 Okay. All right, Pete. That's your time is up. Bobby in D.C. Hello, Bobby. Bobby, hello.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Hello. Okay.
Well, they've been on hold for a while. Maybe they set the phone.
Yeah.
Maybe,
he was there.
Are the lines dusty? Okay, let's try again. Bobby in Washington, D.C., hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you here?
Yes.
Hello. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
I'm here. You here? There. Yes. Okay, listen. I just want you to listen to me real quick about Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
Had Chuck Schumer let the government shut down, it would have been the equivalent of what happened out there, the writer's strike, where one out of every four workers stopped working. That would have happened here. I would have lost my house. My kids would stop going to school. Everything would have been a big problem in this area. And that's what Chuck Schumer saved, is us from going through what you guys went through
argument.
During the writer's strike.
I understand that argument.
Yeah, I get and we said that. I understand that it was two very bad choices. But that's what happens in Trump's America with the Republican Senate and House. They're all bad choices.
I don't know if it's comparable to the writer's strike, though, because that was to protect the rights of the, you know, they chose to go on strike.
Right. Yeah.
So just, you know. I understand it put other people out of jobs, but, you know, it was important.
Bella has just been appointed false equivalence police. And she just pulled that caller over.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jill Winebank's coming up.
A voice for medicine, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit MBLTransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fresh fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.